KXSW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Hunter Biden guilty. I'm Michelle Franzen. A jury in Delaware has convicted Hunter Biden of three felony counts in his federal gun trial. ABC's Terry Moran is in Wilmington.
The judge, as is customary, as is part of the process, reads the jurors the law that they will apply to the facts that they heard in this case. And part of that law was that drug use for the purpose of this law did not have to occur on the day that Hunter Biden bought the weapon and checked that federal form, that it could be evidence of a pattern of drug abuse or drug addiction around that. And that certainly was clear in this case.
The judge did not set a sentencing date yet. Hunter Biden's attorneys say they will appeal. The president, who told ABC's David Muir he would accept the verdict and ruled out a pardon for his son, in a statement today says he and the First Lady love their son and are proud that he has come out stronger battling his addiction. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
He's a complete putz.
All righty.
Test 1, 2. Test 1, 2. How are your headphones, Jane?
A little down a little bit. Check. That's better.
Testing 1, 2.
Where is that coming
from?
Where,
what's going on here?
You got your volume up? Here we go.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albar Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albar.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on Tuesday, June 11th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square, an overcast day in Madison, but a beautiful one as well because our ray of sunshine, Jane Matt Nair is live and in studio. Ms. Matt Nair, how the heck are you?
I am wonderful, my friend. How about yourself? I am so happy to be here.
I'm happy to have you here. There's a different vibe when you're here in person, when you can look at each other, when you get that feeling. It's just great.
It really is. And this is day one of our On the Road with Jane and Todd.
Yeah.
So we're going to be on each other's shows for the rest of the week.
Right.
As we travel all across the state. I'm very excited. We're going to your hometown of Richland Center.
Manana.
We'll be there tomorrow at Klusky.
Crosscup Park.
Crosscup Park.
Yeah, Crosscup Park. It's so kind of it's a tough one to say, but Crosscup, yeah.
Starting at 10 a.m., we will be live.
Yes.
So Todd's got his coffee pot.
Yes.
And his freshly ground coffee. So you can stop by for coffee tomorrow morning. Bring a chair. Say hello. I really am looking forward to sitting down and chatting with people.
Well, me too. It's absolutely fantastic. And yeah, I was in Richland Center this weekend for the big Betty Hayes 77th annual Betty Hayes dance recital.
Right.
Along with dance elite Holly Johnson. She celebrated 20 years of her dance school, Betty 77. So I was in town. My sister danced to the alumni show. I got up and said a couple of words. Those who dance can, those who can't announce. and my mom, she still has from 1977 her percolator pot that she got by selling the most Tupperware at a Tupperware party. So I said, can I borrow that? She said, you can have it.
It's beautiful.
It's in mint condition.
It really is. It's beautiful. Yeah. But we used to have one like that in the funeral home, but a little bit bigger. So, well, we're coming with coffee pot and coffee. What more do you need to come out and say hello?
The unofficial sponsor, Wonder State Coffee. They have some fine coffee from them, located at the headquarters in Viroqua in the heart of the Driftless, which I'm taking Jane to tomorrow after the show.
Very excited about that. We're trying to book someone to talk about the Driftless area and why it is called that and what that means. And so in a little research that I've done about it, they should just call it Glacierless.
Well,
that's what
unglaciated is one of the terms.
Unglaciated?
Unglaciated.
I can go with that.
Yeah. But then the nickname is the Driftless Area.
Right, because there was, anyway, we'll find out more about that tomorrow.
It's a magical place.
I know. I'm excited about it.
Me too.
Before we get too far, I want to thank Gary, who stopped by right after the show, and he brought us 3 gorgeous scones from Lazy Jane's Bakery here in Madison. And one of our listeners had texted it to me last week when we were talking about this. You got to go to Lazy Jane's.
Yeah.
They have the best scones, and I wasn't able to get there this morning. So, Gary, thank you so very much.
Gary's on the ball.
I know. He's fantastic. We are set with scones for the rest of the week, man.
Gary is fantastic. Thank you very much. And just one of the great, fine, independent businesses. And we're gonna highlight these all throughout the week.
Yep.
But we start off here in Madison, Lazy Jane's Bakery and Cafe over on historic Willie Street. It's a great place.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Maybe we'll drive by before we leave town. And then we were at the Wonder State Cafe right on the Capitol Square this morning for some coffee.
Beautiful. And it's going to be, what a great place for the farmer's market. I haven't been to the Madison Farmer's Market in a while, but there's nothing else like it.
And you guys do the Waukesha Farmer's Market every Saturday for WAUK.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a great one as well. I've not been down to that one, so I should get down some weekend.
We'll trade farmers markets.
Very good. I'll help set up the tent.
Okay. Good.
Well, it's going to be fantastic. We're going to hit the road, and we're going to be at Crosscup Park at the Veterans Pavilion tomorrow, and we're lining up some cool people. I just talked to our colleague, Phil Nee, at WRCO, the station manager and morning personality there. He is going to join us for a minute in the park, so Phil will be on the air with us. And Marty Richards from the Chamber of Commerce, They have, it's called Taste of the Hills coming up this weekend. It's a local kind of a food fair. They're going to be talking about that in the big fireworks show and music on the, for the last weekend in June for the 4th of July. So we'll talk a little bit about local happenings.
I want to find out how Phil Leapney actually manages to have a life, considering how many things he's involved in.
Yeah.
We have a lot of hardworking people at Civic Media. Phil is right up there.
Yeah. I say he and Chad Holmes, because they both do so much local high school sports.
Yes.
Plus they do talk shows. Plus they do mornings.
Yeah. It's a lot. And we applaud. Yes. We salute you.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll do that, and I'll have some coffee, and it'll be great in the park. So your show 10 until noon, our show noon until 2 at Crosscut Park. Bring a lawn chair and come down and join us. Also, I think former state senator, my boss Dale Schultz, it's his birthday tomorrow. And
nice.
He's going to stop by and say hi as well.
Fantastic.
And we have Trigvi Olson and our own Pat Kreitlow checking in hour number one. So a big show tomorrow. And then on Thursday, we get in the car afterwards and we drive, take Jane through the Driftless on our way up to beautiful Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Right.
In the Chippewa Valley. And for those listeners at the Tap up in Eau Claire and Chippewa Valley, we're going to be at Shift Coffee and Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar. Now, this is fantastic. Do you ride bike, Jane?
I do. That's one of the things that I really still enjoy.
Yeah, right. It's fantastic. And so you can get your bike fixed or supplies and also some great coffee. Their waffles. Wait, do you like it like a handheld waffle?
Sure.
Honestly, it's like crack. I have to like control myself because I can't
really?
Stop eating.
They're that
it.
Good.
Yeah, they're that good.
Excellent.
So we're gonna we're gonna talk all about Eau Claire. Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio is gonna join us in person, and then on Friday we're ending the week in Jane's favorite place she's never been,
Amory.
Amory, Wisconsin.
Amory, Wisconsin. And you know, Chris Casper, one of our engineers, I saw him the other day, and he wanted to know where the echo that Greg always did when say Amory. And Greg goes, Amory, Amory. Did you ever see the Book of Mormon?
Yes, it's one of my favorite all-time musicals.
It's a very funny, however, very profane musical. But the lead character is going on his mission, and the one place he really wants to go is Orlando. Oh. So that's, to me, is Amory. Amory. It's all the good things in all of the world with mini golf and water and slides. And
right.
To me, Amory is Orlando.
I can't wait to take you there. I've not been to Amory proper. I went tubing on the Apple River up there a number of years ago.
Did you?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. So our friend April up there is going to be setting this all up. We are going to be at the Danielson stage at Mitchell Park in beautiful Amory, right by the lake. It's Flag Day. So we'll have some flags.
Nice.
And Pat Kreitlow, I think, is going to schlep up there and join us at Amory as well.
Very nice.
And then at the end of the day, for those that may not know, and if you don't, what the world's wrong with you, we have this, by the way, it is a statewide contest. We have lawyers in suits and skirts right outside the window.
Very
here.
Nice suits.
Yes, and they're warning us. We have to tell you it is a statewide contest, and our word is coming up today in hour number two. We'll tell you how you can win a number of lovely prizes, including a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. Did they show you what's in the pack?
I have not seen it yet.
Oh.
Is it great?
I peeked in the pack.
Did you?
It's fantastic.
What's well, don't we, hold we back on
we,
me.
We can't tell people,
oh, fine.
But it's spectacular. Well, we're going to give one of those packs away an hour. And so, and also that once a day, a pair of Milwaukee Brewer club level seats.
Greg has used those tickets. I know Luke has, Fancy Brian has, and they all say they're great seats.
Have you not?
I have not been there yet. No,
we got to fix that.
We can do that.
Yeah,
we'll do that.
Come on down, as they say. The prices, right? They're great. Because the great thing about it, one of the many great things that I like, is there are bathrooms and concession stands just for that section.
You said the magic word for a woman of my age. My ability to enjoy myself is directly related to the accessibility of the nearest restroom.
Really? Yeah.
Yes.
Honestly, me too.
Thank you. It's a multi-generational thing.
There are beautiful, and they're very well appointed and beautiful bathrooms, I might add, at AmFam Field. In the club section, at least.
It's important.
So your chance to win a couple of tickets for there. And then also, two people, after Friday of this week, are going to be chosen randomly, and two people will have a choice of one of the following. Either, by the way, they're called Summer staycations. All right. And one is in Fort Atkinson at the cottage on the lake. It includes a pontoon boat.
Take the pontoon boat.
Pat Kreitlow may or may not be willing to be your captain.
Ooh.
We'll ask him when we're up north.
Nice.
Lake Geneva. Who doesn't want to go to Lake Geneva?
Beautiful, beautiful place, right? Too. Yep.
Harbor Shores, Lake Geneva.
Yep.
And then, you know, the east coast of the east coast, Door County.
Door County, also so beautiful.
Yeah.
We are so...
The Ridges Inn and Suites.
We are so lucky in this state.
We really are.
Just with the beauty of everything changing, and no matter where you go, there's some other thing that you haven't seen before. It's a wonderful thing.
It is. It's fantastic. And so Jane and I are going to be all over the state this week talking about what makes Wisconsin great. Come out and see our friends and neighbors and just be positive and enjoy Wisconsin.
Talk about all the things we can share and celebrate together.
Exactly. Yeah. There are a lot of them.
Yes, there are.
So I can't wait. And so this contest is going on. We'll give you our word next hour.
Shquamagon.
Jane's gotten saucy, and she's throwing down the gauntlet. There's an internal competition, I guess, between who can get more texters, Jane or I. And she throws down the gauntlet and says, well, the loser has to buy the winner a steak dinner up north on Friday.
Where's the beef?
Thank you very much.
I thought it was a fair, you know, it's a very Wisconsin thing to do, right?
Well, and Zomer's brought in these two lovely books, by the way. Look at this. Here's Wisconsin Supper Clubs for those watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the Twitter. And so that's one book. And here's another one, Wisconsin Supper Clubs, another round. Now, the cover of the first one, for those, there you go, beautiful shot. I've eaten at that table.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Where is this?
It is in Eagle River.
That's gorgeous.
It is. It's fantastic.
Ooh.
So we have a number of supper clubs to choose from.
All right. I will be doing my research.
Yeah. So anyway, and if we tie, in the event there is a tie, there will be a best of three leg wrestling competition with Kreitlow officiating. And Jane tells me on her show this morning that she was a former shot putter.
Yeah. I've been putting shots for decades.
Really?
No.
So
do I look like an athlete? No.
Well, I wouldn't put it past you.
But it's all in the thighs, Todd. And when you shot puts, you need a lot of thigh strength. So therefore, you decided on this before you bounced it off me. So it's, you know.
I'm worried, quite frankly, because as we were packing my truck before the show to take off on this tour, Jane made sure right on the top she put the Suzanne Summer Thigh Master. So I think I'm in trouble.
I'm not saying anything. It could be a fair fight. It might not be a fair fight.
We'll see. Let's see here. From off the text line here, Chris on WISS Oshkosh Support says, Oshkosh Air Support, I guess. Did you two file a permit to be in the same spot? No, there was no paperwork I was told of.
There could be an arrest tomorrow. You should tune in.
An arresting development.
I don't think we need a permit to be together.
Well,
we haven't checked. It's easier to ask forgiveness than it is to ask permission.
Agreed.
So that's how we're. That's just how we're going to run
100%.
This.
100%. Lukester Mathers will be in at 12:30 for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester. But when we come back, I have this week's copy of the Richland Observer. We'll go through headlines and ask Jane what the heck she wants to do in Richland County. Come on back. It's Jane Matinere, Todd Allball on the Civic Media Radio Network. Orlando.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Many people with unique homes reach out to Pella because our team of experts can customize windows and doors that match architecture from any era.
I love that I have a home that's 100 years old. It's a historic district, and we didn't want to ruin the look by having modern windows in an older home. When I found out that Pella had an architecturally accurate product line, they simply guided us and helped us to make a great decision for our home.
Order today and get 0% interest for up to 48 months at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Certain restrictions apply at 6/30/2024.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Boys, we're dancing, driving.
Tattletale Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 past the hour of 12 noon from Lake Superior to Lake Michigan, from Green Bay to the Mississippi River and points in between. We're glad to have you with us wherever you're taking us over your lunch hour here, along with Jane Matinair of Matinair On Air, on the air every morning, 10 until noon across the Civic Media Radio Network. We're getting in the truck, Jane. It's the On the Road Tour with Jane and Todd.
Yes. Kicking off today in Madison. Tomorrow we're in Richland Center. Thursday we are in Eau Claire. And Friday we're in Amory. And you have, please come out and join us if you have the opportunity. Yes. Stop by tomorrow. We will have coffee with cups.
There will be cups.
We do it all up, you guys. Coffee and cups.
Although I'm this is fine coffee from Wonder State Coffee Roasters, so I'm not sure if I'm going to bring cream and sugar. So you got to just drink the coffee straight.
It's got to be straight.
The host might not be, but the coffee is going to be straight.
So come on out and see us as we're on the road. And I mean this very genuinely. I want to meet folks and sit down and talk about all the things we can celebrate together and try to get past some of this yelliness.
Yeah. I think it's just the more Travy and I found this. Travy Olson, well, we did our tour across the state, and I'm sure we're going to find the same thing, you and I, Jane, that when you get out there and actually talk to people and quit looking at the headlines, you realize that, A, we're a lot more alike than we are different.
Yes.
And B, there's just so many wonderful things about the state of Wisconsin that brings us together, and we should be talking about those things at least as much as the headlines that sometimes drive us apart.
Absolutely. And it's exhausting to feel this fighting all the time. And right. I think we all can use a break from that.
Yeah.
As you said, to celebrate the things that we all have in our own backyards.
Absolutely agreed. All right, now here is the latest this week's Observer, the Richland Observer, the local newspaper. We're fortunate that we still have a weekly newspaper.
I was going to say, I'm really Richland impressed. County.
Yeah, look at that. Right there on the front page, you've got the veterans who are raising money for the local veterans unit here. Look at that woman right there. That is my former UW Richland English teacher and theater professor, Jean Burkett, who is 95 and still getting it done.
She's 95?
95.
She looks incredible.
I know.
That's incredible.
She's amazing. And so we'll see if Jean comes out tomorrow. Also, look at this. Speaking of the campus, the local private campus foundation. Of course, the two-year campus was closed by Mr. Jay Rothman, the president of the UW system.
I've heard you have thoughts on that.
I have thoughts. Mm-hmm. I'll take you by the campus tomorrow.
Okay.
A beautiful place. Sad that Jay Rothman was a putz and closed it. But anyway, the great thing is the local foundation is still going. They just awarded $93,000 locally in scholarships for universities across the state.
That's incredible. What is the population of Richland Center?
Little 5,000.
That's really
the county is just over 17,000.
That's really something. Almost $95,000 in scholarship money. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's great.
Maybe we'll take you to Muscatine, Jane. The English Prairie Distilling Company is now open in downtown Muscatine.
Which I mispronounced the other day. It should have a Y. It's missing a Y. It should be spelled
D-A-Y. Wherever we get a local weather a forecaster in the Madison market, you always know whether they are from
Native
Wisconsin.
Yeah, Muscoda.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I did the other day.
That's fine. No worries. But you haven't spent a lot of time out here.
That's true.
But we're going to change that.
Exactly.
You know, other thing, Richland County Dairy Breakfast was this past weekend. Tammy Baldwin was there.
She wasn't at her condo high-rise with her girlfriend in Washington, D.C.?
Not like the ads say,
What the heck is she doing actually here talking to constituents, Todd?
I know. Being an actual U.S. senator.
How to do that job?
She does it very well.
I think
well.
California guy could explain it to her.
We're going to talk about that, by the way, with Luke Mathers here after the bottom of the hour. Yeah. Now, here's a great headline. Here's what the local news means to me. Bobby G. Rice returns for ribbon cutting and 80th birthday shindig.
I love shindig.
I mean, how can you go wrong with a shindig? Now, Bobby G. Rice is a local celebrity, recorded some albums from a country music singer, turning 80, and they're having a big shindig for him down, I believe, in Boscobel, which is just south of Muscatine, coming up on July 13th. And so Bobby Rice, Bobby G. Rice is going to be singing down there, so that's great. The local farmer's market, off to a good start.
In Richland Center, that's wonderful.
We have a lot of great local providers and producers there. Of course, unfortunately, you have your obituaries, but...
But I'm going to have to read those now because of my childhood. I'm just always curious.
Your dad was...
My dad was a mortician.
Right.
We lived upstairs.
That had to be kind of a interesting life.
It was, but you know, it wasn't until I got a little bit older that I appreciated why no one else wanted to do sleepovers at my house. Because to me, it was just home, and you don't think about it. And we were all involved in setting up chairs for viewings and all that stuff. And walking past a body in a casket was not a big deal. And then when I'm around 9 or 10 going, hey, want to come over to my house and have a sleepover? Like, yeah, no.
That was Halloween a big deal, or it was just like, this is our life every day?
We always dress like that, like vampires. It's fine.
The Addams Family.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at this. Getting an alternative energy.
Wow.
Grant County, just south of the river from Richland County, a brand new solar project, a 200 megawatt project capping Alliant Energy's historic solar build out. I mean, alternative
That's
energy.
That's impressive.
I mean,
that's really impressive.
Yeah. More big June dairy news here. This is one of my favorite news of years ago.
Okay.
So they go through all of Richland County's history. 40 years ago, 1984, births included Brandon Paul Ewing. Now, that name might not mean anything to you.
Is it big in Richland Center?
Well, yeah, because every other Friday, and this Friday being one of them, a local hometown boy that made really, really good, to use a proper term, Brady Ewing comes on this show. He was a 3-time Big Ten champion
That's
for the
right.
Badgers, played in the NFL. Well, Brandon is his older brother. So Brandon Ewing turning 40 years old.
Wow.
This week.
Wow.
News of years ago.
That's cool.
And so mom has been trying to get, because Brandon and Brady brought their kids trick-or-treating to mom's house, and mom said, well, you have Brady on all the time. When are you going to have Brandon? He can come on anytime he wants.
Mom's trying to be fair.
Right. By the way, mom's leaving town tomorrow. That's a whole other story.
Is that because I'm coming?
No, it's because I've had enough of that.
She's fleeing because I'm going to be in
No. She had a prior engagement. She said, well, you didn't give me enough time. Heads up.
Mom's got a life.
She has a much more active social calendar than I do.
Good for her.
Absolutely good for her. I hope I'm half as active as her when I turn her age. And here, 90 years ago in Richland County, 1934, hog cholera had broken out at the Ed Keller Farm on Ash Creek.
Uh-oh.
It was bad news for hogs.
No doubt.
But isn't that fantastic? You can go back and look at a history.
I think it's so wonderful that you still have a hard newspaper in a community the size of Richland Center, because we talked about this a lot. This is how you hold people accountable.
Exactly.
This is the ability to keep an eye on folks who are working with your money.
Yeah.
So it's so important to have local journalists. That's fantastic.
And part of the goal of, you know, of Civic Media, of our owner, Sage Weil, is to replicate that type of journalism on the radio and complement these local newspapers, the ones that are left, and focus, as Phil Nee and Joanne Krulatz and the team at Richland Center does, focus on local issues first, and because that's really the decisions that affect people the most.
On a daily basis.
Right.
No, Civic Media's got a great news team. And by the way, we have a great news content. Go to civicmedia.us. And click on the news button, and you can find all kinds of wonderful stories curated by our news department.
Jane and Todd's statewide tour on the road. Jane, thanks for coming on along.
Thank you so much. I will see you in a couple hours.
All right, we'll get on the road, get to the RC. Coming up next, our very own Luke Mathers, Tuesday Tangents with Lukester. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Balls Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The cattle market continues to roar, and that might influence what you decide to put on the grill over Father's Day weekend. I'm Stephanie Hoff with the Midwest Farm Report, along with you midday on a Tuesday. Market advisor John Heinberg says the heat in the forecast across cattle country is bringing an even higher premium as we move into summer's peak grilling weekends.
It's a bit of a sweet spot for cattle right now. You've got just got past Memorial Day. Now we got Father's Day. And then we got the 4th of July. Peak grilling demand window here. And the supplies are still tight. And the U.S. consumer is still at least hanging in there at this time frame. Now throw in the prospects that maybe we're looking at a hotter summer, a drier summer over the cattle country. And that could come back and limit some of those weight gains, tighten that supply up a little bit more. The market might be pricing that in a little bit early, given the fundamentals, at least in terms of the cattle supply.
With beef prices at the grocery store growing higher, he says he is concerned that consumers may start to push back on these prices. John Heinberg is a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing in West Bend. Grain and dairy prices are our focus in just a minute.
Boston, Plymouth, Martha's Vineyard, and the beautiful National Seashore. Those are just a few of the things you'll enjoy going along with me on our next farm adventure. I'm Pam Yonke, and we're headed east for our captivating Cape Cod tour, October 19th through the 26th. Everybody gets a chance to enjoy those natural highlights, but then we also take you deeper, visiting a dairy farm just outside of Boston, where they'll tell us about all their operations. Then out at Martha's Vineyard, we'll find out about alpaca breeding and how they're selectively finding animals with certain traits for high fiber production. We'll visit a cranberry bog in action. And remember, they don't do it like we do on the East Coast. And of course, enjoying mouthwatering dinners all along the way. Go to holidayvacations.com and enter keyword Pam for more information and to watch a free travel video, or call 888-557-1020 for a free brochure.
Markets are mixed. Tuesday from Chicago, cash corn is up a half a penny at 452 and a quarter. December new crop corn is down a quarter of a cent at 468 a bushel. Cash soybeans are trading down three quarters of a cent at 1187 and a half. November new crop soybeans are down 4 cents, trading at 1154 and three quarters. The wheat market is rallying following yesterday's collapse. July wheat is up 20 and a quarter cents at 627 and three quarters. September wheat is up 17 and a quarter cents at 648 a bushel. The Class 3 milk contracts are giving mixed signals. July milk is down 7 cents at $20.54 a hundredweight. The August contract is up 3 cents at $20.98 a hundredweight. If we look ahead to September, that Class 3 milk contract is down 19 cents at $20.61 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
More clouds than sun today, with high temperatures hitting the low 70s. Spotty showers may sprinkle in, or a rumble of thunder is possible later too. Otherwise, winds become breezy and crank our high temperatures tomorrow to the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in a quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now at WGBW.FM. Your news just for the Green Bay area. I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from Mad Men and Whose Line Is It Anyway? Actor Joel Murray. And Civic Media's own Stuart J. Waddles joins me to discuss Summerfest and Phibbs.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Traveling with his own horn section, Luke Mathers. It's time for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester. Welcome back to the All Ball Show. The Civic Media Radio Network is 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon over the lunch hour. We appreciate you coming on along off the text line. from WRCE in Richland Center, where Jane, Matt, Nair, and I will be tomorrow at Crosco Park at the Veterans Pavilion. Come on down between 10 and 2. 10 to noon for Jane's show, noon until 2 for ours. And somebody off the RC text line says, hey, while in Richland Center, interview a cicada. They emerged over the weekend. Signed, MJ. Now, I was there over the weekend. I was a little busy with the Betty Hayes dance recital. I didn't notice them per se, but now we had the bug guy on, Zomers, what, a couple weeks ago. We're out at Kopke's Greenhouse. And by the way, if you're still looking for plants, go on down to Kopke's just outside of Oregon. I know, Lukester, you've been there.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of our Mother's Day gifts this year for my mom, mother-in-law, grandmother-in-law. So we were very, very satisfied with the product that Gordy had down there and the Kopke's Greenhouse. And the let Gordy know that Todd sent you.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I supported the cause. Todd got out his card several times because here's the thing. You go in and you can't leave
without.
There's nothing.
So many good choices. Right. You can't leave without. Yeah.
And
the
prices are so reasonable. Mm-hmm. You just think, well, you know, I got to get that.
Yeah.
So Kopke's Greenhouse, stop on down there if you're in the Dane County area, just outside of Oregon. Or if you're not, it's a lovely place to just take a destination trip over the weekend.
Yeah, it's not too far. It's just a couple minutes south of Madison, but very easy to get to. So definitely a spot if you're looking for anything with a green thumb that you want to, any projects you want to work out in the yard, definitely go visit Gordy and his whole team down there at Kopke's Greenhouse. But I've seen one cicada so far.
I haven't seen any, I don't believe. But
you haven't seen a single one? Have you heard them?
I know. Here's the thing.
You're hard of hearing.
I am hard of hearing. and we had the bug guy from UW-Madison on talking about cicadas, saying that by and large, they really don't hurt people and they're really not that bad. But they do eat like the 6 inches or so off of the leaves of certain trees. And then I heard Midwest Farm Report director Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe, as she calls herself, interviewed one of the great folks at Oakwood Fruit Farm in Richland County, and they were saying that this could be absolutely devastating to orchards because of that. So it's no laughing matter to our great orchard people, like the great folks, been long, long time sponsors at WRCE and WRCO in Richland Center, particularly of Brewers and Packers and Badger games. But if we need to, I will offer this in all sincerity while I'm in town. If I need to go up and stomp some cicadas at Oakwood Fruit Farm, because you cannot get a better apple than at Oakwood Fruit Farm. So I don't want anything bad to happen to the apple supply.
I don't know if there's a lot of stomping that needs to be involved, Todd, but I think you might have to, like, you know, go up into the tree at night and make sure, because that's when the cicadas are out.
Really?
It's an evening.
They're nocturnal?
Yeah, I believe so. That's when you hear the buzzing and everything is at dawn or dusk. And so I think they come out in the evening, and that's the feeding time. So you're gonna have to hang out in the trees all night, shaking the trees, making sure the cicadas can't get comfortable.
Believe me, when I'm back in Richland County, I'm buzzed most of the time.
But not by cicadas?
Right.
If there are cicadas in the area, if you want them to flock to you, you know those little like clickers you can get? Just get that and slowly like click, click.
Are you serious about that?
Click. Yeah.
Is it like a turkey call?
No, it's so cicadas, the way they make the noise is they have basically that kind of clicker mechanism built into their body, and the males do it a bajillion times a second, but the females click slowly. So if you do that, you'll get all the horny male cicadas all over you, legitimately.
That's exactly what I'm looking for, our horny male cicadas.
You can also just snap, just like snap every few seconds, and then they'll start landing on you.
See, there was a cicada on my windshield this morning. Like I did the windshield wipers to get rid of the bug that was there, and it was a cicada. Yeah, that was the only one I've seen so far. It was one, and he was not too happy with my windshield wipers.
I'm sure he wasn't.
I didn't know what it was. It was a bug.
And as we learned from the bug guy, really all these things do is they emerge, they eat, they have sex, and they die.
Isn't that like the life cycle of most bugs? Like
my life cycle, pretty much.
It was every living being besides humans, where we've done this whole complicated society with economics and politics and culture and arts and all of those fun things. Every other living being Right. Goes through that life cycle.
Just born, eat, have sex, and die.
There you go.
Let's make it simple. That should be a new campaign platform. I mean, people would vote for that, right? Live, eat, have sex, and die. Vote for me.
I don't know what it has to do with a campaign, but sure.
I don't know how you're going to implement that.
Well, speaking of campaigns, though, here's a guy, speaking of someone that has about the brain of a cicada, a guy running for U.S. Senate, O.C. Eric Hovde, stands for Orange County, of course. And Lukester, we talked on Jane's show a little bit about this, but point this out. He was in the wrong OC this last weekend.
Yeah, he was scheduled to be in a different OC, and I don't know if his scheduler, his booker, was the one that kind of made the mistake, because you go with what you know, Todd, right? Mm-hmm. And so whoever was scheduling Mr. Hovde, I believe, sent him to the wrong OC, because he was supposed to be at an Oconto County Republican Party event, and on the campaign trail up in here in Wisconsin, mm-hmm. but instead he was lounging. On a beach in a different OC in Orange County, California. And so it's one of those things, you know, we're all creatures of habit when mm-hmm. we're speaking of creatures and our nature. Mm-hmm. And it seems like Eric Hovde over the weekend kind of fell into that old routine and was spending some time staring at the Pacific Ocean out there in California.
And those who might be, I know we like to have a lot of fun, but this is dead serious.
Yeah.
It was broken by, I believe, Politico over
that was
the weekend.
First place I saw it. Yeah.
First place that kind of broke the story. And, you know, out in California, as you know, there's all these people that have a business of trackers, they're called. They follow celebrities. They're basically paparazzi.
That's going to be a nice tracker job for whatever right? Wisconsin political organization that got tasked somebody with tracking Eric Hovde, because they get to spend a lot of time in California, it seems like.
They do. And of course, Eric Hovde has been literally running ads against the incumbent Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin, saying, well, geez, she's accusing me of not being Wisconsinite. You know, here's the high school I graduated from 50 years ago or whatever it is. And, you know, and the funny part is, as you said, he was supposed to be. And by the way, if you've never been to lovely Oconto County, it's between Green Bay and Peshtigo there in northeastern Wisconsin, a lovely county. And he was supposed to be there. And he called in, basically said, I can't make it. And it was because he was at home, not on his alleged lake house on Lake Mendota, but he was at home in California on a beach, and he was photographed with his bank president. He owns a big bank out there and a nursing home where he likes to kill people, or at least let them die.
Well, at least where he keeps them from voting.
Right, and he keeps them from voting.
That's the place
right.
where, you know, as soon as you check into a nursing home, you only got five, six months life expectancy.
So according to him.
Who in a nursing home should be voting?
Right.
According to Eric Hovde. Those are his words.
Right.
Not direct quoting, but that's paraphrasing his sentiment around nursing home and voters.
But I mean, come on, Luke. If you wanted to feed into your perception anywhere, how could you mess this up more than literally being in California and canceling an event in Wisconsin?
Well, it was kind of funny. Did you see him? There was like videos attached to the.
I don't think I saw the video.
You didn't see the video that was attached to the political story. So I was kind of. I was looking into it. He was wading into the waves of the Pacific Ocean. And you know how he was so, I can jump right. in a frozen lake.
Yeah.
It was kind of how he announced his campaign for U.S. Senate here in Wisconsin, despite that he does seemingly live in California most of the time.
He does.
He made so much of a big deal saying, I can jump in the cold water. Senator Baldwin, can you? And he's kind of wading into the Pacific Ocean, which much warmer than a frozen lake up right. here in Wisconsin. He kind of seemed like, and it was a very short clip, so I don't know if he went all the way in, but it was kind of like
tiptoeing.
He tiptoed, he waited, he was like, this is a little chilly, and he walked back to the beach. And so it was interesting. It kind of even refuted his own campaign material so far in this cycle, because he's like, oh yeah, I'm a Wisconsin man, I can jump in a frozen lake. And then it's like, ooh, the warm waters of the Pacific are a little too chilly for me. And it's just like, okay.
Eric Hovde is just a kitty. Because I can't use the other word. But he's just a kitty when it comes to getting into cold water. He doesn't want to put his little paw in there.
It seems like it may have been too cold for him. That's all I have to say.
But again, he lives in California. Clearly when he says, I can't make it because I got to stay home, he's home in California.
Yeah. And
he's a Californian.
And I think that's the important thing for Wisconsin voters to recognize. Mm-hmm. There are individuals and seemingly an organization like the Republican State Party here in Wisconsin that support this kind of paratrooping in of candidates that they believe can self-fund themselves to give themselves a Wisconsin image to try to run for a statewide office when they do not live here and they do not represent what is the best interest of Wisconsinites.
Right.
They represent the best interest for the people that encourage them to come and run for office in our state despite not actually living here and being a part of our communities. And that's the big thing, is like, we had Tim Michaels in 2022, we have Eric Hovde now here in 2024, and this is a trend that Republican officials and the Republican Party of Wisconsin are courting these folks that they think could win to come and spend a lot of their own money here to try to convince Wisconsinites that they have their best interest in mind, when really they're only looking to advance their own personal names, their own personal brands, their businesses, or advance the interests of those that are encouraging them to come and run here despite not being Wisconsinites anymore.
You want to know what, do you know the answer to this? Do you know where Tammy Baldwin was this weekend?
I do not know the answer. Where was U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin this weekend? If you want to just juxtapose it,
if you want to understand this Senate race.
It's June, so my guess is a dairy breakfast somewhere around the state.
OC Eric Hovde was lounging on the beaches of California, of Orange County, canceling appearances in Wisconsin. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin was serving cheese and pancakes at the Richland County Dairy Breakfast.
Hey, I guessed it. I got it.
Nicely done, Luke.
That was completely out of whim. I had no idea you were going to ask, and I had no idea that's where she was, but I was like, it's June. I'm expecting a dairy breakfast.
I mean, Tammy Baldwin serving cheese and milk and pancakes at dairy breakfast, and Eric Hovde's lounging on the Pacific Ocean in California. That's all you need to know.
Yeah. It's a very strong juxtaposition. You said it, Todd.
I mean, there's really nothing else you need to know about this Senate race.
Yeah.
That one person is a real Wisconsinite and committed to this state, and the other person is just, you know, window dressing.
Well, I kind of had the phrase while we were on for Dueling Tangents and Town Call, we tossed around for Tim Michaels. It was kind of just an empty suit. This one, I don't want to repeat it, but it's kind of like Eric Hovde's an empty mustache. Like, he's got the mustache there, and he's kind of trying to be that candidate. He's from Wisconsin, but really, he has a hard time shaking this California image because he's a Californian now. He once upon a time was a Wisconsinite, but
once upon a time.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Mark and Pertisac, quickly. Mark, what do you got?
Yes, I grew up in far northern Wisconsin. Learned to swim at Patterson State Park in Inter Falls Lake, and quite often that lake was chilly. You know, you get your squirmily, tightly cold many times. Once you got used to it, it was fine. I mean, it's like swimming in Lake Superior. Sometimes you go out there, and it's kind of warm on the surface, but you go out far enough and drop your legs down into what's below, so you're kind of warm up above and then cold down at your feet. I mean, I cut my teeth trout fishing in a little creek half mile from my folks' place, not wearing hip boots, just jeans and tennis shoes, and the pretty cold, chilly trout stream water, and got used to that.
Right.
I mean,
that's a fact, right? Gross.
Yeah. That's what you get used to. I mean,
the Pacific Ocean, I think, is drastically warmer than any of those bodies of water you just referenced, Mark.
Right there, I'm pretty sure it is. And he is just a wuss, because we can't use the other word, which is unfair, because it is.
It's more fitting. More satisfying. I understand. We have to keep ourselves on the air.
Yeah, and it's sad. You know, actually the flower pansies, the little Johnny jump up.
Oh yeah,
those are some of the tough flowers. Out there.
Absolutely,
they're tough. I mean, I've had Johnny jump up screwing my window planters into December sometimes blooming.
Right.
They're tough. So why you call it, you know, that supposedly, you know, there's a definition for pansy, and it certainly doesn't fit in what the flower actually is.
Great call, Mark. Appreciate it. Mark from Pertisac, as always. 855-752-4842 to talk to Lukester. Back on the other side, what is grinding his gears? Stay with us on Civic Media.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
The annual June Pride event in Milwaukee is the oldest and largest in the state. U.S. News and World Report also includes it as one of the top 20 LGBTQ plus celebrations in the country. But the parade and several-day festival started as a one-day protest. The Milwaukee demonstration in June of 1970 was timed around the first anniversary of the brutal police raid at the Stonewall Inn in New York City. It's also the first time people showed support for gay rights in Wisconsin, sparking a social awakening that continues today. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, along with Lukester Mathers on Tuesday Tangents with Luke. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and hour number two. Stay tuned, our statewide. And Luke has a electronic prod ready to hit me with if I don't say statewide. It's a statewide Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. It's important to put that in there. In hour number two, I'm going to give you a chance to win some lovely prizes, including the Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. I asked Jane this. Have you looked into the pack?
I have not seen all of the details of the pack, but I have seen a few of the different varieties of the prize package.
I peeked at the pack. It's impressive. So we're going to give one of those away an hour. It's fantastic. And then
Folks, do you hear what I have to deal with the trying to get a statewide contest being administered by the Todd Allman Show? Jesus.
But people say, well, how do you get people to call? This is how I get people to text. You got to sell it, baby. It's all in entertainment. So you also win a pair of lovely Milwaukee Brewer Club level seats. Here's what happened. Those common listeners, regular listeners of the show know that Lukester keeps all these tickets in a well-oiled mink oil leather satchel.
Sustainable mink oil.
Sustainable mink.
For all those listeners out there that are concerned of the poor mink.
And he's put the tickets aside right now for this contest. So we're giving one pair away a day. They're fantastic seats, club level seats. And then you get a choice of one of these. Two people are going to win a summer staycation. It could be Fort Atkinson Cottage on the lake, including a pontoon boat captained by our own Pat Kreitlow, a Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores, or a Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. We're going to give you a gas card to get there and back. All that and more is your chance to win in hour number two. Talking about OC,
although, Eric. Before we get to that, we did have a question actually about the contest. Tony on YouTube asked, is it statewide?
It is statewide, as a matter of fact.
Tony's got some selective listening going on.
855-752-4842, talking about OC Eric Hovde blowing off a campaign appearance in beautiful Oconto County, the OC in Wisconsin, for Orange County, the OC in California. Tom in Madison listening on WMDX, what say you?
I would recommend everyone go to Eric Hovde's Facebook page. It is an amazing, it was the most bland thing you'll ever see. He's made bobblehead figures of Joe Biden and Sammy Baldwin. And he's actually having a contest whether he should shave the mustache off or not.
Oh, good
he's
Lord.
He's taking a poll. And whatever happens, whoever has the most votes, he will either keep the mustache or shave it off. And that's probably the most serious thing on it. He's, I don't know now, who said this, it to begin with, but there are certain people that it's like walking in their front door, and then before you know it, you're out the back door, and you have no idea what you just did. There's nothing to Hovde inside. It's just a porn mustache on the front and nothing in the middle.
I've been there, but thank you, Tom. I appreciate it. This is a great call, Tom, by the way. A great call. Because here's the deal. Here's my prediction. Here's what's happened. I can tell you, as a former Republican who left the party in 2011, party insider who had ran a lot of campaigns, here is what's happened. They have figured out that the mustache is not polling well. Surprise, surprise. That it makes him look goofy. This is not good. They want him to get rid of the mustache. But they know if they do, it's going to make it look like, oh, I made a mistake. So they're putting this faux contest up. They're going to have staffers vote to shave it. So here's what you do. You go to this stupid thing and tell him to keep the mustache. That's what I would do. Keep the mustache. Because it makes him look ridiculous. Agree or disagree?
That, for one, is a poll or an election that I think Russian trolls can get all involved with as much as they want.
But do you think he's trying to get rid of the mustache?
I would assume that if you put that poll out there, that, yeah, you're fine with the results either way. And if I can see it being used as a guise to get rid of the mustache. Yeah.
And by the way, that if that's the most serious thing you have going on, you probably shouldn't be running for U.S. Senate.
Like I said, not an empty suit, an empty mustache.
All right, Lukester, what's grinding your gears?
Yeah, the Mother Nature's been really a big pain in my butt these last couple weeks, man.
You're painting a house.
We're painting the house, and if only we could actually get some dry days strung together. Like, this is the exact opposite of last year. Yeah. And I don't want to seem ungrateful, because last year we had drought conditions across most of the state of Wisconsin, so it's good that we've got some rain. But I was told it was April showers, not May and June showers, and it's really grinding my gears that I got every third day a torrential downpour coming, soaking the house and delaying the paint job. So we're making progress. The front and now one of the sides are done. So we got about two out of the four sides, but it's still probably only about 40% of the house, because the other two, the back and the other side, very large portions. So we still got about 55-60% of the house to do, but it's coming along. And if only Mother Nature could string together some nice weather for us, we could get done sooner.
Well, you showed me a couple of pictures. It looks spectacular. I've seen your house, a lovely home. And
it was in dire need of a paint job.
But yeah, it's a lovely home, but it just needed, you know, a facelift, a lot like Zsa Zsa Gabor. And what's that, Guilfoyle, whatever the hell her name is, the Trump campaign. Lovely person, just needs a paint job.
All the credit to my wife. She's the painter. She's the one. She has a hard time sharing the paintbrush. She's very particular about the way that the job gets done. So I'm all of the prep. So the sanding, the wiping down, the taping, all of the cleanup of washing and all of that stuff. She is doing an excellent job with the painting, though.
I think kudos to both of you. I mean, you're quite the home improvement people. First, a floor in the basement, and now paint. I mean, the home improvement right here.
We got a very nice compliment when one of our group texts, some of our friends said, because we're talking about replacing the window on the side of the what I just showed you, and we were like, we got a quote yesterday. Somebody came. It was a lot of money. Windows are expensive.
They're expensive.
And so we were contemplating whether or not we could just do it ourselves. And it's an exterior window. It doesn't go to it's just for the garage.
I wouldn't do it.
We think that we could do it ourselves. We're floating the idea. We don't know. So that's why we had some quotes come in. And one of our friends, very good friends, was like, yeah, there's not a whole lot outside of your guys' range. So you could probably knock that out yourself for way cheaper. And that was just a huge compliment. And Kelsey and I were just we were flattered, because there's nothing that we're afraid of at least attempting to try to do ourselves if we think that we can do it a good enough job.
Here's a great part of it. You're a team, right? I think it works better when you have two people working together. Like, you see things that other people, the partner doesn't, and then you could just bada bing, bada boom.
Yep. So I do cleanup and prep, and she does all the excellent painting and those things, and it works out very well.
I know we don't want to talk about this too prematurely, but I believe new programming coming up, 4 to 6, Luke Mather's Home Improvement Show will be coming up later on.
I don't know if I can fill 2 hours worth of content. There you go, a little Tim Allen. Nothing like that. I wouldn't actually be able to do the home improvement projects themselves then. I'd be too busy talking about them on the air.
You're like everybody else in the Home Improvement Show. You don't actually do it. You hire people to do that. You just host the show.
Gotcha.
Luke Mather's Tuesday Tangents. Luke, thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Todd.
My pleasure as well. Let's come on back. We're actually going to give you a chance to win. We'll tell you what the secret word is in the statewide Text to Win Scouting Summer Trivia. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Crude and Dom. The jury is out in the Hunter Biden trial as the weaponized Department of Justice seeks retribution against Joe Biden's son. Does make sense. I know. Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Progressive presents...
10 things on a plumber's to-do list that are harder than getting a small business insurance quote. Waking up for 5 a.m. plumbing disasters, finding out why water is pouring from the ceiling, replacing a pipe in a home from the 1800s, then dealing with invoices or your awkward apprentice or that really weird smell, and then there's breathing and eating and, of course, clogs. But the easiest thing on any small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you could save on the business insurance that's right for you. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.